Hey, Sally, stop. There's no use running. He'll shoot at us again. He might hit us. Stop.
Oh, Cecil, this is awful.
Oh, here he comes. Now, wait here so he won't shoot.
Maybe he hit us. Sometimes you don't feel a bullet until 10 minutes later.
Oh, we're not hit. Oh, what a mess. And it's all your fault.
That's right. Blame me again.
Here he comes. Now what are we going to do?
Think that we're crazy. Here he clothes and I'm dressed as an angel. He'll think we're from the asylum.
Now let me do the talking, Sally. Maybe I can get us out. Oh, I hope he isn't a judge.
All right, you better not run. I've got you covered.
Oh, don't shoot us. We're not running. Cecil, shall we put our hands up?
All right, put up your hands.
Yes, put them up.
What do you mean? Who are you? Trying to steal my car, weren't you?
We were not. We're not crooks. We don't steal cars. Don't you call me a thief.
Well, I'll be... Well, if it isn't two girls. What do you girls mean by being out at this time of the night?
Two girls? What two girls? Ouch! Don't, Cecil. You kicked me.
The idea. Two young girls at this time of night trying to steal a car. Well, you can put your hands down.
But we weren't trying to steal it, honest.
What is the younger generation coming to? What are you doing on the street with your nightgown, young lady?
It isn't a nightgown, thank you.
I know a nightgown when I see one.
Well, I'm not wearing it for a nightgown. It's a costume.
A fine how to do, I must say. At first, I thought I had a couple of burglars on my hands. But just a couple of girls. You both ought to be spanked.
Cecil, why don't you say something? Explain.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. What were you doing in my car, and why did you run when I said halt?
We were just resting in your car, and we ran because we were afraid. That's why, Mr. Smarty.
And be careful how you speak. What's your name?
Cecil, are you going to explain? Are you?
What's your name?
Sally Smith.
What's your name? Hey, what's her name? What did you just call her?
Oh, Cecil? Oh, Cecil is really... Ouch! Cecil, stop kicking me.
My name is Cecilia.
What's the matter? You got a cold?
Oh, goodness. Oh, my... Ouch!
Well, I must say this is great. I don't know just what to do. If you were a couple of thieves, I'd call in the police. But a couple of young girls and one in a nightgown. What's that thing on your shoulder?
Wings. I'm an angel.
You're a what?
You see, we went to a party. I'm dressed as an angel, and that's why you thought that Cecil here was... Ouch!
Have you got shooting pains or something?
Cecil kicked me.
Cecilia, what did you kick her for? What's the matter? Don't you want to talk?
I've got a cold, sir.
Oh, Cecil, you're so funny.
Well, now come here. Suppose that one of you explain what this is all about. It's a shame that two girls who look as sweet as you two do should be out alone at this time of night. Where do you live?
I live on Rust Street, 1325, and we were just going home.
Well, is this other girl your sister?
Cecil? Why, mister, Cecil isn't even a... Ouch!
She calls me Cecil for short.
Is that ladylike behavior to kick your sister?
No, sir.
I'll get even with you for this, Cecil.
Young lady, just what were you doing parked in my car?
You think you're smart kicking me every minute. It's all your fault.
Now, would you mind explaining what this is all about? I can't have two seemingly respectable girls arrested, but I'd like to know what you were doing honking the horn of my car. Is this your car over here?
Yes. You see, well, it's all very simple if you'll just let me explain.
Yes. Why, do you realize I might have shot you?
Yes, we thought of that.
Well, whoever your father is, he ought to be horsewhipped for letting you out alone at this time of night.
Well, we would have been home hours ago, but we ran out of gas. You see, we went to a party, and we were on our way home. And Cecil here didn't have enough gas. Did you, Cecil? What'd you say, Cecil?
Well, I have two girls of my own, and I'd hate to think of them being shot at.
You see, we had no gas, and it was so late, and we didn't bring any money, so we were just going to borrow a little out of your car to get us home.
Didn't you know that was stealing?
Oh, no. We were just going to borrow it. We would have brought it back tomorrow.
So, I caught you in the act of draining my tank.
Yes, that's all. You didn't mind, did you?
Don't you realize I could have you arrested for that?
Oh, but you wouldn't, would you?
Well, I would if you were a boy. But I won't as long as you're just girls. I know two girls like you wouldn't do anything wrong.
Oh, thank you. Isn't that nice, Cecil? He's not going to do anything.
Come on over here and we'll get some gas for you and send you on your way home.
Oh, I think you're just too sweet.
Well, you see, I have two daughters and I know I'd want them looked after if they ever got caught out like this.
I think you're just grand, even if you did shoot at us.
I'm sorry that I frightened you.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to kiss you.
No, that's all right, my child. Very well.
There, and thank you.
That's very sweet. I'm sure you couldn't do anything that wasn't right. I'm glad the noise woke me so I could help you home.
I was afraid you wouldn't understand.
Oh, yes, it's all right. Your sister doesn't talk much, does she?
Does who?
Your sister, Cecilia.
Oh. Oh. Oh, goodness.
You aren't afraid of me, are you, Cecilia, my child?
Oh, Cecilia, you should kiss the nice man for being so nice to us. He's going to let us take this can of gasoline that you filled out of his tank.
Thanks very much.
Aren't you going to kiss him, Cecilia?
No, I don't think that's necessary. Well, I see you had the tin can already filled with my gas. You think that'll be enough?
Oh, but Cecilia wants to kiss you. She wants to show her appreciation, don't you, Cecilia? Ouch. Cecil, you just stop kicking me.
Now, girl, here. You mustn't fight with each other. Is that ladylike?
I just hate Cecilia sometimes.
Why, you shouldn't hate your sister. Now, here, I don't want to see you two quarreling. I should think that you've been having enough trouble for one night.
Oh, you don't understand, mister. Just because I was, well, just having a little fun, Cecilia has to kick me on the shin.
Now, Cecilia, do you think that you're acting like a little lady? Do you?
Oh, goodness. Yes, Cecilia, are you a lady?
Now, before I give you this gasoline, I want to see that you make up. Well, you should have been home hours ago, and here you are quarreling.
Oh, we fight all the time. You don't know the half of it, mister.
Well, let's see you kiss and make up now.
Oh, goodness.
Come. Let's see you two girls kiss and make up.
I'm willing.
Come now, Cecilia. Be a nice girl before I let you take this gasoline. I want to see that you have charity in your heart. Why, what's the matter? Don't you want to kiss your sister?
Oh, she's just dying to, aren't you, Cecilia, dear?
Why do you hesitate? Why, whenever my two daughters have their little spats, I make them kiss and make up.
You won't let us take the gas unless we make up, will you, mister? And we have to get home, don't we?
Now, my child, you don't want to be angry at your sister, and such a sweet sister, too. Come now, kiss and make up. What do you say?
I've got a bad cold. She's liable to catch it.
I'm not afraid.
There now, you see? Go ahead, I'm watching.
Well, come here, Sally. There now, wait till I get you alone.
Oh, goodness. Mister, don't you think that was a stingy kiss?
Now, I want to see you get home to your parents as quickly as you can.
Oh, we will, won't we, Cecilia? Won't we?
Yes, thank you very much.
And I want to thank you, too. If it hadn't been for you, we might have had to stay here all night, and my poor sister would have caught a worse cold and maybe got pneumonia, wouldn't you, sister dear?
Yes, goodbye.
Wait, I have to thank the nice man. Thank you very much. It was so kind of you not to have us arrested.
I'm sorry that I fired the gun at you, but you see, I've had my car stolen before. And I wasn't taking any chances. I wouldn't bother if I'd known it was two innocent girls stranded on their way home. Well, good night, both of you.
Oh, good night, sir. Well, what do you say, Cecilia?
Good night.
Goodness, you must do something about that cold.
Good night. And see that you get right home. Your poor parents must be worried frantic.
They're not the only ones who are frantic. Well, thanks again.
It's all right.
And if you ever run out of gas, come over to our house and you can have all you want.
Oh, that's fine. I will. Well, run along now and put that gasoline in your car. I've got to get back to the house.
I'm very glad to have met you. I hope I see you again sometime.
Thank you. Good night.
Wait a minute. My sister wants to thank you.
Thank you.
Louder.
Thank you.
Well, that's that. There he goes. Well, we got out of that pretty well, didn't we? Want me to help you put it in the tank, Cecil? Cecil, I said, do you want me to help you? Goodness, don't glare at me so. I thought it was funny. Very well, if you'd want to speak to me, all right. I hope you do catch cold.